Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Thanks, Coach. Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3. The game. Tune into Sunday's NFL Game of the Week on 94.9 The Fan. This week's game will feature the Denver Broncos against the Las Vegas Raiders at 3:25. NFL Game of the Week is presented by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download the app today. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason. We say hello to Steve Mayer. He is the NHL Chief Content Officer and Senior Executive Vice President and the man behind the new docuseries, Behind the Glass, Nashville Predators Training Camp. Steve, how you doing?
How are you guys today?
We're fantastic. We got some preseason hockey here tonight. The Lightning in town, night number two in which they're here, so things are good.
You know, I feel like the three of us, we need to really have a good talk with Steve here because it sounds like he might be able to get us off the cutting room floor because we've been around the cameras a little bit at practice.
That's true.
We might need to get a little cameo that we could talk to Steve and just say, see these three guys right here?
I think this is a guarantee. We'll see how this interview goes, and we'll get you in the show. I mean, there's no question this is going to be to your advantage.
All right.
This is good. I like this.
We got hope.
So it'll debut tonight at 9 o'clock Central on NHL Network, Episode 1. It's a four-part series, so you can see it tonight, Tuesday, October 4th at 9, Tuesday, October 11th at 7, and Tuesday, October 18th at 8. All on the NHL Network. So I'll just ask the simple question, Steve. Why the Nashville Predators? Why the interest in this particular team?
So I think there's a lot of good reasons why. We think the Predators are one of the premier organizations in the league. Everybody from David Poile on down, just an amazing organization. And because we do a lot of these all-access shows, and because the team has made playoffs, you know, we also knew that we're going to get a special level of access, which, you know, to do these shows and to do them well, you need that. A lot of great personalities on the team, a lot of great storylines heading into this year, and the special fact that they head to Europe to begin the season, you know, that always adds to a preseason show where we could kind of put the button on the preseason by showing those first games in Prague. So, you know, we're pretty psyched. And as we thought, the team has been incredible. Just amazing letting us into their world. You'll see it in the first episode. You hear Coach Hines and David Poile and all the group of assistant coaches and scouts sitting in rooms talking about the players in practice, who's going to make the team, who's going to travel to Europe. They've been very open, and we love that, and I think that makes for a better series.
So, and we've seen people's obsession with series like this, whether it's Quest for the Stanley Cup or Road to the Winter Classic, you know, Hard Knocks on the NFL side of things. People love getting that behind-the-scenes stuff. But what is kind of your experience working with the head coaches, working with the GMs, the teams, to show enough but don't show everything?
Yeah, so listen, there is a level of what we can show and when we're told to stay out of the room because there are some hard conversations, there are injuries, there are things that aren't exactly, you know, sort of okay for us to show. But I will tell you, and Coach Hines had the experience of doing this show before when he was coaching the New Jersey Devils. You know, he's one of the best. He's one of the most open. And, you know, there are some really great conversations that he has with players. You really get a feel for the culture and what, you know, a coaching staff is trying to establish, especially in preseason. Yeah, this show, you know, and all of our All Access shows, you know, we feel give our fans the peek in. You know, I'm a huge sports fan, all sports. You know, I die to see these kind of shows. I love them. And, you know, and when a team is more open than others, like the Nashville Predators, you get to see more. We get to go home with players. We get to meet their wives, their kids. You know, you just get to see an inside peek of who they are, where they live, and why they love Nashville. That's another piece of the show that I think comes out. So, you know, again, these shows just are awesome for our fans. We want to do more and more of them. We were pretty bummed by, you know, what went on the last couple of years where protocols didn't allow us the access that we normally would get. We're back to kind of normal. And because we're back, you know, we're going to do more of these shows at the NHL.
We'll talk with Steve Mayer, NHL's Chief Content Officer and Senior Executive Vice President. Now, Steve, I've always wondered, because when you do a show like this, you have your marquee players that you want to sort of focus on, and obviously the coach and some of the GM. But you always have, you know, that show or those episodes where they sort of gravitate toward that one guy that maybe people don't know quite well. Is it that in their personality, is it that that's what you're looking for, or you allow the camera sort of to find that person?
Yeah, so I think, and I'd love to hear your take on this as well. I think the stars emerge naturally. Mm-hmm. You know, the camera finds them. They've got the big personality. The storyline somehow, you know, comes around them. You know, they're trying to make a team. They do something really special. They you know, have a great stretch of whatever it happens to be, and suddenly the star is born. You know, yeah, you definitely want to feature the guy going in who, you know, is a Norris Trophy winner or somebody who has been an all-star for years, and certainly want to feature those players. But I do think naturally in these series, there's somebody that emerges. Many times it's the coach. Mm-hmm. You know, we let a little bit of the language kind of seep through, so the coach is a bit more colorful than a lot of the
some
audience.
Some more than others.
Yeah, some way more than others. Listen, this particular genre at the NHL was built on Bruce Boudreau, who the first year of the series Road to Winter Classic. I mean, you know, he was really good at one word in particular and said it every other word. But everybody talked about it. Everybody thought that was wild. And also that, you know, the NHL would allow it. And we continue to, you know, be pretty open-minded when it comes to that. We want to show what's real, you know, as much as we can. You know, these guys aren't playing to the cameras. In fact, many times the guys actually end up saying they didn't even know the camera was there. So, you know, I do think it's a cool, you know, a program to develop some stars and some personalities. We're not Hard Knocks. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell your audience, you know, there's 10 positions on the Nashville Predators that are up for grabs. But there are a couple, and it becomes interesting to watch those battles develop and personalities develop who you might want to cheer for to make the team.
We're talking to Steve Mayer, NHL Chief Content Officer. Steve, I was up in New York for the broadcast meetings, and it was great to be back in person to hear everybody, you know, kind of bring us up to speed and everything. One thing that jumped out to me that you and some of the others were talking about is how people, especially the young people, absorb the content of the league, how they watch the games with the second screen and what they're looking for between games. It's not necessarily, you know, it's a mix of a lot of things, but your presentation was very interesting and eye-opening.
Well, thank you. You know, listen, I think we're living in a world right now where, you know, live sports is still king, and people want as much information as possible. Let's face it, gambling has become a big piece around the country of sports and how people are consuming sports. People just want information. People love personality-driven content. You know, kids are watching their phone, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, whatever they're watching. They're watching in short doses. And, you know, when you can get your players to begin to play to that world, to become personalities, it just draws people in to want more and more and more, want to watch the games, want to understand more of the stats, want to know trends, want to cheer for somebody who they like, whether they like the guy, they like the people that surround them, their girlfriends, their wives, their kids, you know, and then they want to also see that they're like you and I, like they're hanging out at restaurants and they're doing fun things that, you know, people do on weekends just like anybody else. So all this content, I just find that people can't get enough. You know, not every player is going to be into it. And we've had to educate our players because it's not the culture in hockey. It's a lot about team, not a lot about I. But I think that the younger players are coming along. They're starting to do it more and more. And we're seeing they're getting more comfortable, and we're seeing spikes in our interest among younger people.
He is Steve Mayer, the NHL Chief Content Officer and Senior Executive Vice President, if I could speak. I'm going to spit that out.
Just call me Steve.
There you go.
Steve, and we'll move on. Yeah.
Behind the Glass, Nashville Predators training camp debuts tonight on the NHL Network at 9 o'clock Central Time. Steve, appreciate the time. As always, good to talk to you. And I know we'll see you at the NHL Awards and the NHL Draft here in Nashville. But looking forward to seeing Behind the Glass tonight.
Yeah, listen, I hope you enjoy it.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.